It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 14th of June, the 164th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 200 days left until the end of the year. Before we get started, a hearty call out to a big radio fan and a frequent contributor to the Sound Kitchen, not only with his quiz entries, but with gifts. Anand Mohan Bain regularly sends lovely stamps to us to send to school children. So teachers, if you would like stamps for your students, just write me and ask. Anand is the president of the Pariwar Bandhu RFI SW Club in Chhattisgarh, India. Mr. Bain regularly organizes radio events in his town and quizzes, which are available to be played by everyone. He always publishes them on the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook page. Here are his latest competitions. The first one had two questions. One, how many registered clubs of Radio France International are in India? The answer is 17. And the second question was, for decades, residents living near the Arkema and Daikin chemical factories near the southern city of Lyon, France, thought they were safe. But what is being seen in their blood now? And the answer is, unfortunately, high levels of toxic forever chemicals in their blood. The winners of the quiz were Najimuddin from West Bengal, India, Siddhartha Bartergee, also from West Bengal, Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, Rob Lighthouse from Hainanoord in the Netherlands, and S.B. Sharma from Jharkhand, India. The second quiz was pretty tricky. He published two signatures, and you had to identify who they were. Surprise! One was mine, and the other was our head of service, David Rowe. The winner of that quiz was Hari Madugala, the president of the RFI Young Stars Radio Club in Hyderabad, India. Congratulations to the winners of Anand Bain's quizzes. And hurrah for the initiative, Anand. Namaste.
Mmm, yummy.
This is the Sound Kitchen on Susan Owensby's Cooking.
Both Paul Myers and Erwin Rome are off this week, but Stephen Elsley is ready and willing to mix the show. Thanks, Stephen. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner, and a tasty musical dessert from me. But first, the quiz. On the 10th of May, I asked you a question about a scientific summit held earlier that week here in Paris. It was about bringing to Europe U.S. scientists whose research funds were being threatened, and now many have been canceled, by U.S. President Donald Trump. The summit, called Choose Europe for Science, was attended by EU commissioners, scientists, and ministers for research from member countries, and hosted by Paris's Sorbonne University. It closed with speeches by French President Emmanuel Macron and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. You were to reread our article, France Hosts Summit to Lure Scientists Threatened by U.S. Budget Cuts, and send in the answer to this question. Which specific research specialties are the Europeans hoping to attract? Amongst possible others, which specific sectors of research are the Europeans targeting? The answer is, to quote our article, Macron's office said France and the EU are targeting researchers in a number of specific sectors, including health, climate, biodiversity, artificial intelligence, and space. The first refugee scientists, as they're being called, are on their way here. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. How do you greet friends and relatives? How do you greet people you're being introduced to for the first time? What do these forms of greeting mean to you? It was suggested by Jocelyn Derrico from New Zealand. You'll hear the answers later in the show, so please stay tuned. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Radhakrishna Pillai from Kerala State in India. Radhakrishna is also the winner of this week's bonus question. This is what he wrote. India's myriad greetings are a vivid testament to its rich cultural heritage and deeply rooted traditions. These expressions, ranging from religious salutations to region-specific phrases, not only convey warmth and respect, but also serve as cultural markers that highlight the diversity of the nation. Understanding and using these greetings fosters a deeper connection with the people of India, offering a meaningful way to engage with its multifaceted society. The cultural vibrancy of India is particularly evident in its greetings. From the universally recognized Namaste in Hindi to the melodious Vanakkam in Tamil, every language brings its own flavor to the act of saying hello. Polite and respectful expressions such as adab in Kashmiri or kamagani in Marwari reflect the intrinsic value placed on courtesy and social decorum. In Kerala, while there isn't a unique greeting exclusive to Malayalis, the traditional namaskaram is commonly used. Performed with palms joined together and a slight bow of the head, it mirrors the national gesture of respect and humility, resonating with the broader Indian ethos. Congratulations, Radhakrishna, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI Butterflies Club Ain Kachera in West Skikta, Algeria, as well as RFI Listeners Club members Ruby Saikia from Assam, India, and Sahadat Hossein Koka from Sunamganj, Bangladesh. Last but assuredly not least, RFI English listener Rajesh Dakal from Mechi in Nepal. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As you know, this past week, the French city of Nice hosted the 2025 One Ocean Summit, the UN Ocean Conference that was founded in 2017, and there was very good news on the opening day. French Polynesia's president, Motai Brotherson, announced that his country is on track to create the world's largest marine protected area. But you know all about it, as you read our article. French Polynesia unveils world's largest marine protected zone, right? I want you to reread it and send in the answer to this question. What is the size of France's maritime domain? Again, reread our article. French Polynesia unveils world's largest marine protected zone, and send in the answer to this question. What is the size of France's maritime domain? Hint. It's the second largest in the world, the first being the United States. You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question was suggested by Rafik Kondakar, the president of the Source of Knowledge Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Rafik wants to know, which season of the year you like the most and why? Mine has changed. When I lived in broiling hot Texas, my favorite season was the fall because finally we could go outside and not have a heat stroke. But now that I live in gray, rainy Paris, my favorite season is spring because finally, finally, there is light. What about you? What is your favorite season and why? Answer in your own words. Do not use AI. Your answer will be disqualified. Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. And thanks, Rafik, for the suggestion. You have until the 7th of July to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 12th of July to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, I am Devakamal Hazarika from India. You are listening to The Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby is cooking. It's yummy.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week was, how do you greet friends and relatives? How do you greet people you're being introduced to for the first time? What do these forms of greeting mean to you? The question was suggested by Jocelyn Derrico from New Zealand. Jayanta Chakrabarty wrote, echoing his countryman Radhakrishna, "Our mode of greeting people is quite cool. We fold our hands, bring it close to our chest, and bending low, say namaste. This form of Indian greeting symbolizes deep respect and humbleness towards the other person. Besides this gesture, we often greet our elders by touching their feet while bending low, and the elder will bless you by putting their right hand on your head." Christian Gibadeau is French and wrote that his favorite form of greeting is the Indian greeting which Jayanta described. However, he's in France and wrote all about the French kiss. No, not that one. The bisou kiss, where we kiss each other on the cheek. Here's his letter. Ah, the kiss. It's a very French institution. Everywhere you go, you might be asked to kiss someone you don't know. Among the younger generations, it's quite visible. In France, kissing is a small, everyday gesture, a codified ritual, a tradition. But if you come from Ille-et-Vilaine or Vaucluse, it's not done the same way. So much so that we publish a kiss map. It ranges from 1 to 4 kisses. In my region, the Côte d'Azur, we give 2 kisses. At family gatherings, we have people coming from all over, so we have to remember who gives 3 or 4 kisses. Personally, I only want to kiss people I'm close to, like family or close friends. In my generation, I'm 64, we rarely kiss outside of family. At work, I would shake hands, or a simple hello was already not bad. But as I got older and younger people arrived in the workplace, I saw that kissing had become part of our culture. Everyone kisses each other, and so I was led to kiss everyone, girls and boys. I worked in the healthcare sector where the informal address and kisses were de rigueur. As I told you, I'm not a big fan of kissing, but you have to adapt to the practices of those around you. Now that I'm no longer working, I don't kiss anymore, and some days, I admit, I miss it. Oh, I forgot. In France, when we kiss, should we start on the left side or the right side? Christian, I had to pretend I was giving a bees to know which side I start on. I tend to start with my right cheek to their right cheek, then the left. But I have a French girlfriend who does the opposite, and so we are almost always close to kissing on the mouth. Finally, I just said, "Véro, let's kiss on the mouth and get it over with." So we did. And you know what? We now hit the right cheek. Jocelyne Dericot is also French and therefore quite accustomed to the French bisou, the kiss on each cheek described by her friend Christiane. And like her friend, she prefers the Asian way of greeting, the hands folded to the chest and a bow, as Jayanta described. But here in the West, that isn't always practical or understood. So for her, as she wrote, hugs are more my style. It's known to be good for the heart, bringing a soul connection rather than a cheek connection. Hugs release oxytocin, which is linked to the love hormone or the cuddle hormone, a form of love drug as it's been described. Jocelyne, I'm a big fan of hugging too. During COVID, after lockdown, but still in the stay a meter away, don't touch anyone period, one of my colleagues, an American, was very upset about something. Normally, I would have hugged her, but that was a no-go. So we put our backs together, linked arms, and had a backward hug. Of course, we laughed, which helped my colleague with whatever it was she was upset about. Anyway, I ended up teaching all my friends my COVID hug. And boy, did it ever feel good to have a bit of touch happening after all those months of not. Helmut Matt is also a hugger. Here's what he wrote. The formal greeting is to shake hands. Unfortunately, this tradition is becoming less common, and people are greeting each other with a less personal hello without any physical contact. I give my close friends a warm hug and appreciate it when they do the same, as it's a way of expressing their feelings and affection. Nasir Muhammad, who's Nigerian, wrote, "To answer the question in detail would make my response too long, but here's an overview. There are different ways to greet other people depending on various factors. Culturally, for anyone that is older, the culture is to go lower than they are and say the greeting depending on the time of the day or night. For instance, if they are in a standing position, we greet them while squatting." Rodrigo Junreche wrote, "In Chile, in Concepcion, where I live, we have a formal greeting, a handshake. The informal is a kiss on the cheeks with friends and family. You may as well hug. Unrelated or first-time people may just wave their hand from the distance and say, hola, buen día, buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches." Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, who lives in Bangladesh, wrote, "I am a Muslim. According to Muslim customs, when we meet each other, we wish for peace. It is said, peace be upon you. By doing this, the person we meet is wished well. And he also replies, peace be upon you. I've observed this in our society since I was able to understand, and I present myself that way. In reality, there's a great lack of peace in the world. That is why today we are crazy for peace. Yet my desire is for wars to stop in every country of the world and for peace to return to human hearts. I wish for peace for all the people of the world." So do we all, Sultan. Well, most of us anyway. I have always liked the Muslim way of greeting. It's a good reminder. Malika Shoab Ahmad Kokar confirms this way of greeting. He wrote, "Women and men usually greet each other with a brief nod and the words Assalamu Alaikum and Wa Alaikum Assalam. This applies to family, friends, acquaintances, and strangers. Older people should be greeted first, out of respect. When meeting strangers or people of a different status, a handshake with the right hand is customary among men." John Yemi Sande Touré, who lives in Sierra Leone, didn't write about particular forms of greeting, but what they mean. He wrote, "Greetings are a form of communication which exists between people that show love, peace, harmony, and togetherness. It's emotional. Greetings express laughter and joy and take away sorrow in one's life." Father Stephen Wara wrote, "In Cameroon and Africa in general, the firm handshake is the more general, widespread manner of greetings with the general public. But the double embrace at the neck across both shoulders would apply to persons closer to each other, for family and friends." Ripa Parvin Shahanoz wrote, "A handshake is the main greeting system in my country and my community." Ripa lives in Bangladesh. "Both men and women follow the system. This form of greeting began in my country a long, long time ago. However, during our annual biggest religious festival, Eid, people embrace each other, both men and women. Between Muslims, we say salam to each other. We'll end with Dipita Chakrabarty, who wrote, "As a Bengali woman, our traditional way to greet strangers is by saying namaskar with folded hands. When he is a known person, we simply say, how are you, or kaman achan in Bengali. Through these modest ways of greeting, feelings of love and goodwill are expressed while welcoming strangers with open arms." And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Rafiq Kondakar, the president of the Source of Knowledge Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, is, which season do you like the most? Why? Thanks again, Rafiq, for the idea. Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. And your weekly reminder, do not use AI. The Listener's Corner is about you and what you think, and it's very easy to spot AI-generated answers. Those answers are disqualified. And that's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
You never know what you'll be served up on the Sound Kitchen.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to Stephen Elsley for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week, the 21st of June, for the answer to the question about the Cannes Film Festival. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Erwan is off playing Country Gentleman, so it's my choice today for the music to play you out with. And I've chosen music sung by a great friend of mine, the American mezzo-soprano Suzanne Mentzer. Suzanne had a huge career. She sang at all the big opera houses, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the Salzburg Festival, La Scala, Covent Garden, here at Opera Bastille, to critical and popular acclaim. Loads of recordings, too. She's really a big star. But I can tell you, as a friend, she was never a tempestuous, capricious diva. Suzanne, through all those years of fame, always kept her feet firmly on the ground and never forgot her friends. What a joy it was for me all those years. She's happily retired now, but teaching very lucky students. To sit in an opera house as nervous as if I were going to sing and breathe along with her as my ears went up to heaven. And even though we don't get to see each other very much, separated by an ocean as we are, it's always great to be together. And it's as if we'd parted the day before. Great woman, great artist. So, meet my friend, Suzanne Mentzer. I'll play for you four 18th century French folk songs she recorded in 1998 with an equally celebrated guitarist, Sharon Isbin. So here it is. Quatre Bergerettes, in its world premiere recording, traditional folk songs arranged by Siegfried Behrend and Sharon Isbin. Enjoy. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud.
Le volage prend une vie, la marée, la vie. Je ne dis rien, et s'il revient encore mon nez.